verse 9, Galatians chapter 6. I'll let you turn there quickly. Galatians chapter 6, so privileged to be here tonight, being able to preach. I do love it, and I will be quick because I have to be quick. But this is all I got for notes. Look at that. That's got to be short, right? Galatians chapter 6. And while you're turning, I'll read the verse, and we can read it when I hear the pages stop rustling. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9 says this, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Let me read it again as those who are turning there. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9. If it's not underlined in your Bible, I would underline this verse. What a verse it is. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." Lord, thank you so much for the opportunity to preach. I ask you to bless this message. Give me your power tonight as I preach. Lord, this short message, bless those preachers to follow as well. Thank you for the opportunity to preach your word, God. What an honor it is to preach the word of God. Please bless it tonight. Lord, help not to fall on deaf ears. Your precious and holy name. Amen. Let me read that verse one more time. Because it says in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 9, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not." I hold in my hand tonight the 75th anniversary plate for Loomis Park Baptist Church. How many were here when they gave this out? A couple people? Wonderful. Several people? That's good. I was with Brother Kelly. It was a Monday morning. They were here to count for the offering. And I was making copies in the copy room. And I was looking for cardstock, looking through the cupboard. And I saw a stack of plates. I said, "What are these plates doing here?" So I pulled a plate down. I said, "Wow, it's got the church on it. It's got the 75th anniversary, the Loomis Park Baptist Church, Jackson, Michigan, 1896 to 1971. I said, "That is so cool." And I'm looking at it, and I was talking to Brother Kelly about it. I said, "Brother Kelly, do you remember when they gave these out?" And he said, yes. And I said, "That's awesome." And I said, "You know, can I have one?" He said, "Yeah, go ahead." So I took it home, and I thought it was so cool. But I thought about it. I said, "Brother Kelly, it says 1971. I said, "Have those plates been in that same cupboard since 1971? And he said, and only Brother Kelly can say it, he said, they probably were. And I said, "Wow." So I did the math as quickly as I could. And I said, 42 years. I said, those plates have been in that cupboard, sitting there, and you can tell they've been there because there's still paper in between each one. I said, they have been in that same cupboard for 42 years. My parents were like 6 years old. I wasn't even a figment of their imagination. They probably haven't even picked my name out by that time. I said, 42 years ago. That's back when Brother Kelly could still dunk a basketball, probably. But I said, 42 years ago, that was so amazing. I said, no, all it's been in there. They've been sitting on a shelf, collecting dust. You know what? These plates, they were not fulfilling the purpose that they were designed to do. They weren't fulfilling their purpose. These are here for people to eat off of. Some people use them for decorations, but I'll tell you one thing. I'll never use a plate for decoration. I'll use a plate to eat off because that's the right thing to do. Amen. Praise the Lord. But those plates in that back room, they were just sitting there not doing anything. Sitting on the shelf, not doing a thing. But you know what? It's just a plate. Who cares if it sits on the shelf? Who cares? But can I remind you of something? You're a person. I'm a person. And as a matter of fact, as far as I know, you're a child of God. I know I'm a child of God. Right. But sometimes in our lives, we can be just like a plate. Just like this plate that sat back there. We can be just like those plates. Sitting on a shelf. Sitting in a pew. Praise the Lord. We may look great. We may look the part. We may be saved, a child of God. But all we're doing is sitting. All we're doing is sitting on the shelf or sitting in the pew, not accomplishing anything. When we could be, this plate could be used, they could have been used for people to eat off of or as a gift or whatever it may be, but they've been sitting there doing nothing. And it's the same for us sometimes in our lives. We sit on the shelf, we sit just in the pew when we could be used to help, when we could be used to make a difference, when we could be used as a prayer warrior or as a soul winner or whatever it may be. We could be used to help, but we're not doing anything. We're just sitting on the shelf. Maybe you've been here for many years at this church. Maybe you've been saved for many years. And praise God for that. But you know what? If you're just sitting, you're not doing anything. You've been saved for so long and you've been a member of this church for so long, but you still haven't found something to do. Found a way to serve God. Listen, we don't want to sit on the shelf like those plates. No, we want to be used. We want to be used by God. God has a plan for every one of us. Those plates sat there and they didn't fulfill the purpose for which they were made. which is to serve people, to help people, to eat food off of. And it's the same. God created us with a purpose, folks. God created us. He has created us for a reason. Every single one of us, no matter who you are, we have a purpose. We have something that God has given us to use for His glory. But some of us sit on a shelf, sit in a pew, and don't use what God's given us. We don't use what God's given us. The message tonight, the title is just simply, get off the shelf. Get off the shelf. Listen, we need to fulfill that purpose that God's given us. Whatever it may be. Some of you may be here and you've been here a while, but you're not serving. And there you say, well, there's nothing to do. Oh, you come find me. Come find Pastor. Come find Brother Leonard. There are things to do. There are ministries to be a part of. There are places to serve in Loomis Park Baptist Church. We are always looking for more laborers. Jesus said Himself, the harvest truly is plenty, but the laborers are few. And that's not just talking about the whole world. That's talking about even in a church setting with ministries. We always need help. We always need help in ministries. Fulfill the purpose that God created you for. Say, I don't know what it is. We'll find out. God will show you. God will show you. Maybe it's not just about serving in a ministry, but even in your own life, in the will of God, you know that you're not in God's will. God has a place where He wants you. Maybe it's in regards to preaching. You know that God has called you to preach or to be a preacher, but you still have not answered to that call. Hey, answer that call. That's a purpose that God created you for. Maybe it's with singing ability. God granted you a voice that sounds beautiful and you can sing, and God's given you that talent. Well, use it for Him. Say, what? I'm too nervous. I'm too shy. Who cares? Listen, fulfill the purpose that God created you for. If He's given you a voice to sing, then sing for Him. And He'll bless you for it. Maybe it's not just your voice. Maybe it's a musical ability with an instrument or a piano or a guitar or whatever. Use that gift for Him. It's so amazing and so special to see some of our little kids in the church playing the piano for offertory. Praise God! They're using their talent for the Lord Jesus Christ. Fulfill the purpose that God created you for. Maybe it's not in those areas, but maybe it's the Lord's blessed you with an outgoing spirit, easy to talk to, and God could use you as a soul winner. God can use anybody as a soul winner. But maybe He's blessed you even more an outgoing attitude. Some people, the truth is, they're not very easy to talk to. They're kind of hard to talk to. But maybe God blessed you with the opposite. You're easy to talk to. You can start a conversation like that. You can carry it on. And you're not even soul winning. You're not out here on Saturdays. God's blessed you with that. He's blessed you with a good attitude, with a good, easy to talk to, and you're not using it for Him. Fulfill the purpose that God created you for. Maybe it's easy for you to encourage people. You're just an encouraging person. But you're not using it for God. Whatever God has given you, use it for Him. Don't just sit on the shelf. Don't just sit in the pew. Do something for God. Make a difference in somebody's life. I can think of a ministry right now. We always need help in the children's ministries. Say, man, I hate kids. Well, who cared? Listen, I'll be honest. I had to make the schedule this morning for the children's ministry, for Super Church. And I'm having a hard time coming up with workers. Listen, folks, we always need help. See, you know, I like it. Well, come see me. We need to find a place to serve God. The place where you are is where God wants you to serve Him. Yes. Find a place to serve God. Fulfill the purpose He's created you for. It's very easy to be just like these plates and to sit on the shelf, sit in the pew, and not fulfill the purpose for which God created you. Find something to do and serve God. Serve God with all your heart. Get off that shelf. Because you know, when there's no service, there's no fruit. Say, man, I haven't seen God, you know, show me a blessing in a long time. Maybe it's because you're not serving Him. Right. You're not going to see any fruit if you're not serving. Say, man, I haven't seen someone saved in a while. Are you going soul winning? Are you involved in people's lives? Are you a witness? You're not going to see anyone saved if you're not. Right. When there's no service, there's no fruit. Not only is there no fruit, but when there's no service, there's no rewards. Praise God, you know, for a great job where you can make lots of money and buy nice things. That's not a terrible thing. But listen, those things are going to stay here when you go to heaven. Mm-hmm. What are you going to have in heaven? What are you going to be rewarded with when you get to heaven? I would hate to have in my mansion in heaven an empty shelf with no rewards on it. No, I want rewards in heaven. You know, I don't need all those. Yes, it's okay to have nice things, but I want rewards in heaven. I want rewards in heaven. When there's no service, there'll be no rewards. What do you want in heaven? An empty shelf? No, serve God now. Find a place to serve Him, and you'll have rewards in heaven. God will reward you here on earth, but again in heaven. When there's no service, there's no reward. And also, when there's no service, sometimes it can lead to no righteousness. There's no service. You may come to church and hear the preaching every week, but you're not doing anything. You're not serving God. You're not investing in lives. You're not investing in people. You're not even trying to make a difference in anybody's life. So you just come and sit. And I'll tell you, when you serve God, When you serve God and see God do great things through you, man, it makes you want to please Him even more. It makes you want to please God and make Him proud even more. But when you sit and do nothing, it's easier to slip away. It's easier to slip away. I'll tell you, man, praise the Lord for the opportunity to be the youth pastor here at Loomis Park Baptist Church and help with the children's ministry. But you know what? Man, Lord willing, by God's grace, man, I want to stay clean, stay holy, stay in God's will. Not just for my family, but you know, there's many people looking up to me. Even if I didn't want them to, they'd be looking up to me. So it's easy. It's almost like leverage, keeping me holy, keeping me righteous, doing my best to stay holy and righteous because there's others that are counting on me to stay off the shelf and to be serving God. And you know what? There are people counting on you to get off that shelf. Get out of that pew and do something for God. Stop just sitting. You're not accomplishing anything. Praise the Lord. Maybe you're being blessed by the messages and the music, but why don't you be a part of it? Why don't you be a part of the ministries here at the church? God will use it. There are places that you can serve in this church. I know nursery. There's a choir. There's children's ministries. There's Sunday school helpers and teachers. There's always opportunity. But you have to take that first step. We can only preach on it so much. Listen, get off that shelf and do something for God. Let's pray. Lord, thank you so much.